Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Phil Vitale, restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune, joins us on Wednesdays at this time to talk food. Phil, I forgot what a big deal she was, but she really was. Helen Reddy.
Yeah.
She, in fact, when she was at the height of her game in the mid-1970s, was a headliner. She had a full chorus of backup singers and dancers to standing room only crowds at the Strip in Vegas. Opening up for her were David Letterman, Bill Cosby, and Barry Manilow. And then she would come out. She used to kill. And I think about some of her songs, and I go, yeah. But then I was listening back to them today, and some of them are very nice. You know, poppy, but that was her lane, and she was good at it. So let's talk about the food business now. Restaurant critic Phil Vitale at the Chicago Tribune. Hey, some things are starting to change. The mayor is sort of opening up just a little bit more restaurants and bars, Phil.
Yeah, we've got a relaxation of restrictions that should give a number of restaurants some much needed breathing room.
The bars that don't serve food can open now. I think it's like 25% capacity, and I thought the restrictions were good for COVID but bad for business. I'm not sure that they've really given bars a path to being successful.
Well, they're allowed to be indoors now, which is a big thing. And even though people have to be seated, there's no walking up to the bar and ordering a drink. But they can at least bring people inside, even at 25% capacity or 50 people, whichever is the lower number. And they have to partner with a food establishment, which simply means that food must be available. It doesn't mean necessarily that anybody has to order any food.
Or that it has to be cooked there. Like Guthrie's would have you,
right.
They had menus from all the pizza joints and sandwich shops in town. You'd go to Guthrie's, you'd order your drink, you'd get on your phone, you'd say, hey, will you deliver a pizza to Guthrie's, and then they deliver the pizza there.
Yeah.
This is exactly what their business model was, but they've closed. They didn't last this long.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Phil.
I was going to say, hopefully this will help some people. I mean, obviously, 40% is still not what restaurants need to survive, but it, you know, hopefully can help. And it's going to be baby steps. You go 25% for a while and nothing bad happens. Okay, we can try 40%. If we can do that for a while and nothing bad happens in terms of spiked contractions of the disease, then we can go even higher. There's a lot of concern about indoor air quality and how that's going to play out in the later months. And so I think this is a good first step.
25% is the indoor capacity for bars, but restaurants can seat up to 40% starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wow. 40%.
Up to 40. Yeah. And they're allowed to serve alcohol until 1 a.m., which is another big development.
Yeah, the mayor's right. She said, "Look, the behavior of bars, if you're open too long or you drink too much, will give to socializing and forgetting of masks. And next thing you know, you've got people standing around laughing without their masks on at the bar watching the game, which is what bars do. You know, I just don't know how." You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You want to let these people open up, and you want to let people go out, but I have no confidence in people's ability or bars' ability to keep that from happening. That is exactly what's going to happen.
You may be right. I'm hoping that people will understand. Ultimately, everything we do is dependent on people getting it, understanding the risks involved, and behaving properly, and that's probably asking a lot of certain people, especially after a snootful. But
yeah,
you know, people just get sloppy, and every time it seems like we do, right away we have a spike in cases. We saw how many college campuses opened up and 2 weeks later had to shut back down.
Yeah.
because with all the information, with 6 months of information at their fingertips, people still decided to crowd into parties without masks or anything.
I don't know. This is a philosophical question, Phil, but I think everybody gets to answer it. So based on how we've behaved since March, are you encouraged or discouraged by the common man and woman, right? Are we good civil creatures? Are we learning our lessons and moving forward? You walk around Chicago and the people that you do see, almost to the person, have masks on, even as they're walking down the sidewalks.
Yeah.
By and large, you don't go into a store. It's very rare to see people not wearing masks now. People behave. I ride the L 2 days a week now, sometimes three, and pretty much every single person has a mask on. That's the beginning of my answer to that.
No, I tend to agree. It's gotten to the point now when someone doesn't have a mask, I am kind of, whoa. Well, seriously, you're not wearing a mask? Everybody's wearing a mask. I was walking down the street, and I'm wearing my mask even outdoors, and here comes somebody running. He's jogging, and he's huffing and puffing, and he is maskless, which means he is projecting it far more than 6 feet, because his heart rate is up, his respiration rate is up, and just. Yeah, it's really hard to shoot a person a seriously dirty look when you're wearing a mask. I'm glaring. I'm trying to do my, but without the full scowl, it gets really.
Yeah, I get
really
that.
Tough.
Well, all right, but I'm sorry to hear that. I, to be honest with you, don't think that sin is as egregious as somebody not wearing a mask inside Home Depot. I prefer they give you a wide berth as they go by. Put it this way, Phil. So, I don't know, 1 to 100, I don't do it that way. But, I mean, are you somewhat encouraged by humanity lately? I kind of
have been. It's the outliers are, they're the ones that generate the news, because usually that sort of behavior is more risky and we call attention to it. But the fact that it is news and it's not like I'm not hearing it as often, so I'm just hoping.
Yeah,
I'm just hoping.
Yeah. Just a few
but it's
of you
take
out there.
A while longer. There was a story about the feds going from door to door in southern Minnesota, trying to get people just asking voluntary, just don't have to, but asking questions about COVID and the success. And they finally shut the program down because the people going door to door were being harassed by non mask wearing, spouting all the silly "you sheep" kind of sort of thing, and they shut that down. So we clearly have a ways to go, but I'm encouraged. I'm in that, especially in the cities I've been to, not many, that I see more and more compliance.
Yeah, I do too. It's 10:43. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Call right now and tell us what your food experience was. We've been doing this for the last few visits with Phil. You be the critic. Just tell me what you got that was good, what you got that was bad. A lot of you text us. We'd like to hear your voice too. So tell me where you went and what you got. And was the food good or bad? Did you eat in? Did you eat out? Did you pick it up at the roadside? Did they deliver it? 312-981-7200. Tell us where you ate, what you ate, and how good it was or was not. What was your experience? I haven't been to Cara Mio in the Ravenswood neighborhood in a long time. I've enjoyed the Italian food there, but I was glad to see that they are open up again. They have in-restaurant seating. They don't have any dining or much dining outside. But I'm also noticing, Phil, a lot more streets are getting closed off, the side streets, and even now in late September, they're spilling out into the street with tables and chairs and umbrellas and area heaters too, I might add. That's I think we're going to see a lot more of that this year, and so far it looks to me like it's going pretty well.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to see the streets, the people out there and the tables and spread out and just having fun. Chicagoans tend to be a hearty lot, so I think I think we'll be able to have everybody's got their fingers crossed for a mild October, right? So hoping yeah. we can get deep into the month before it becomes problematic.
I want to add Yes, Phil. I did want to add one other restaurant that we went to lately, and that's the Firehouse Restaurant on Michigan Avenue, just south of the Loop. Mm-hmm. And that's a great old firehouse, and it was always fun to dine in. They've got a real big, cool bar with a real high ceiling inside. But they have a patio out back, and the tables are more than 6 feet apart. They really have socially distanced the tables, and it's just a lovely backyard terrace.
And it is a very pretty patio back there.
It is.
I've eaten back there, and it's so nice, and you feel it's enclosed. The walls are so high.
Yes.
You're just transported away. You don't think you're 100 feet from Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, it's funny that you like that. It's a little English garden-y that way, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
and
they're smart because a lot of that stuff is evergreen, so it's not going to get all brown and yucky in 3 more weeks.
And the staff was really good. You know, they were buttoned up. Do they have jackets on and masks and very efficient and just very distanced and safe, and the whole thing just had a very comfortable vibe for us. And we, you know, enjoyed the cocktails and the food. I got the meatloaf, and it was just terrific. So that's the Firehouse Restaurant in Chicago on Michigan Avenue, just south of the Loop downtown. Okay, Aleph, you got Phil locked in as we take some phone calls here. 312-981-7200. Hey, Nancy, where did you go? You're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Last night I went out with two other ladies to Gatto's, G-A-T-T-O, apostrophe S, in Tinley Park.
Yeah.
They have a wonderful tent with lots of heaters. It is well ventilated, and we had a wonderful meal of whitefish, I don't know how to say it, Genovese, but it was
That's
delicious.
Right.
So I
That's exactly
highly
right.
recommend it.
Oh, good to hear that. Give us the name of the restaurant again in Tinley?
Gatto's, G-A-T-T-O-S.
Good. And the crew there was made you feel comfortable and safe?
Oh, extremely. They went to a lot of effort to make us comfortable, and we felt very safe.
Yeah. Good news. I'm really glad you called. Thanks, Nancy.
They have multiple Bye-bye. Locations, by the way.
Say that again?
Gatto's. They have. They're in Tinley. They're in New Lenox. They're in Downers. They're in Orland Park. They're spread out.
John, I had a great brisket sandwich at City's Edge, 5310 West Devon. Oh, brisket! Isn't that one of the best words? Brisket. John, last weekend, my wife and I went up to the Dells and we ate at the Ishnala Supper Club for our 33rd wedding anniversary. It was fantastic, even after the 3.5-hour wait. Wow. They don't take reservations. Famously, they don't. We put them on a couple weeks ago just to say hi and see how it's going. They're a sponsor here. And the guy goes, yeah, you know, the waits aren't as long as they used to be. And obviously, if you come up during the week. But the idea is you sit at the bar for an hour, hour and a half, and you have a couple of old fashions, and it's a swell time. 3.5 hours, though, is...
That's about how long it takes to get there from Chicago.
You could put your name in, drive back to Chicago.
Yeah, I would put my name in as I was getting in the car in Chicago.
Yeah.
Say, could I get a table? Good, good. I'll wait, sure. Hang on. And just start driving.
And then start showering. You don't even have to get ready. 312-981-7200. Aleph, where did you go?
Port Edward in Crystal Lake over the weekend. I performed a few songs there of my own, and we celebrated my mom's birthday. The food there is amazing. It's seafood, and we had grouper that was fried in tacos, and calamari that was really good. Have you been there, Phil?
Not in a million years, but I remember that place has been around for a long time.
Yeah, and the tables are really spaced out. The staff is very cognizant of not coming near you, and it's a really cute outdoor space.
What's the name of the place again?
Port Edward
in Crystal Lake.
Yeah, there's a lake behind the restaurant. Nice view.
Yeah. Boy, let's just cheer on nice weather. Cheer on the nice weather. John, my wife and I'm just looking at some of the text messages here.
Oh, it's in Algonquin, people are saying. Sorry.
Technically Algonquin? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Port Edward. Okay. Any other food news from you, Phil Vitale?
No. I've been, fingers crossed, I'll get to go to get to go to some more indoor restaurants now that they've got more room for everybody. Some places will do extremely well for this. The tiny places, you know, they still have to maintain 6 feet apart, right? So just because they can get to 40% capacity doesn't mean they'll be able to pull it off while maintaining the distance requirement.
Since we last visited, I don't think we mentioned that Lowry's is going to close for the foreseeable future. We visited with the head chef there, and for one thing, their lease is coming up. I think that's a motivating factor for some of these restaurants. They can only take so much.
Right, because the lease, you're going to renew your lease for minimum 5 years, likely 10. And they really think, my fingers crossed, is that this early announcement that they're going to close by the end of the year just might spur some last-minute negotiating with the landlord.
Oh, yeah.
Because the lease is up, so it's time to rethink. And, you know, the place like Lowry's does huge business with the tourists and the conventioneers. And they're not in Chicago a whole lot right now.
Yeah. That's been our go-to for Thanksgiving for about 20 years. And so
They'll be there for that. And they'll be there through the holiday season. And they swore to me that they are going to do the carolers, however they're able to do it.
That's the problem. It's like, okay, that's been our Thanksgiving tradition since my kids were small. I'm not sure we're going to go there this year. And that coming from me, Mr. Hey, let's go to the restaurant. And
That's right, Mr. Lowry's right.
Yeah, I really am. John, had breakfast at Exceptional in Lake in the Hills yesterday. Very nice, clean indoor seating was spacious. And the berry-stuffed waffles were awesome at Exceptional. Exceptional in Lake in the Hills. Zia's in Edison Park. Rigatoni, yummy, says Marlene. Stay well. Yeah, that's the idea. Thanks for that text message. John, I love Venuti's in Addison. True Italian place. Great outdoors and indoor space. We ate at Mison Sabica, M-E-S-O-N, Sabica, S-A-B-I-K-A, in Naperville last week. Terrific patios for outdoor dining. Outstanding tapas. Terrific staff. I'll read one more. Simon's Restaurant. 2 Roosevelt Road, Villa Park. Went Saturday morning, had the corned beef Benedict. They have outside seating, limited seating inside. Until today, they're putting in plexiglass between the booths. Wow. I'll just say one more thing about all this, Phil. Here again, I'm amazed at our willingness and ability to adapt, that we're wearing masks in restaurants, sliding them up and down, sometimes looking through plexiglass dividers. You know, you can teach these old dogs new tricks. When this first hit, I thought there's no way that will be sufficiently pleasant an experience to go out and spend money at a restaurant. Yeah, you get used to it. I'm just telling you, from a person who goes out once every couple weeks and sits outside, it's not bad. It's been pleasant for me. I'll say that. And it's always nice to talk to you. Phil, you stay well.
Thank you.
We'll visit next Wednesday.
All righty.